I'm Illinois Issues Editor Jamie Dunn. Heavier rainfalls and sprawling development have left outdated sewer systems struggling to keep water out of streets, businesses, and possibly even your basement. This week, for Illinois Issues, Robert Lorizel looks at urban flooding. I talked with Robert about his story. How much damage is flooding doing in the state?
The Illinois Department of Natural Resources tried to come up with a total for that, and they looked at all the insurance claims and insurance payouts people had filed around the state, and they came up with a total of $2.3 billion in damage over the 7 years from 2007 to 2014.
What are some of the ways local governments are addressing urban flooding?
There are a lot of small projects here and there. While they may seem like big projects for the towns involved, things like putting in tunnels and better sewers to drain off the water when big storms happen. A lot of towns are sort of moving towards the idea of green infrastructure. In Chicago, for example, the city's been promoting the idea of putting gardens on rooftops, putting in things like alleys and street surfaces and parking surfaces that are designed to have the water run through bricks and permeable paving instead of just the running off of the old-fashioned asphalt into the sewer. This is a question where you run into some disagreement, even among the environmentalists that I spoke to. There are a lot of people who think green infrastructure is really the key to changing things. But the basic problem is that there is so much developed land in urban areas in the state of Illinois. So the question is how much green infrastructure can make a difference. One interesting thing I found out during my story was that Illinois had about 3,200 square miles of developed land in its urban areas in 2011. That is a 79% increase over the previous 19 years. So there are about 1,800 square miles of the state that got built up. And if you think of that as parking lots and buildings, it's 1,800 square miles. When the water falls on that land, it will have nowhere to go other than running into the streets and the sewers. On a bigger scale, the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District, which is this unit of the government that serves Cook County, has been spending the past few decades building this huge project called the Deep Tunnel, and that will hold billions of gallons of water whenever there's a big rainstorm. One portion of that project is just opening now. It's the Thornton Reservoir in the south suburbs, which holds 7.9 billion gallons and is reportedly perhaps the biggest reservoir like this in the world at the moment. So the idea is that if there's a huge rainstorm, all that water will run down into the deep tunnel system. There will at least be a place for it to go.
And your story cited a story from the Chicago Tribune looking at how some of these water issues can also be a health issue in the Chicago area. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Chicago and Cook County have an old-fashioned sewer system where the storm sewers that get rainwater run into the same system as your toilets and showers and the sanitary sewer system. So all that gunky water that needs to be cleaned up is running together with the rainwater. When there's a huge amount of rain falling, the treatment plants can't handle it, so this contaminated water goes into the rivers. And that's why there are high fecal and bacteria counts in the Chicago River. A lot of people are kayaking in the river these days, and if they get a little too much of that water on themselves, that could be a health risk. That situation has been getting better as a result of the deep tunnel project, but it hasn't fixed the problem.
Decatur is doing something kind of interesting with its sewer system. It's got sensors in the system. Can you tell me about those?
That's one example of how different cities around the state are turning to new technology to try to get a handle, if nothing else, on when flooding is happening. So Decatur has these real-time monitoring devices on the underside of manhole covers, which will send them an alert when a sewer is about to overflow. Another example of something like that is the city of Rockford, which bought an aerial drone for a mere $1,000, which is pretty small in terms of government expenses. The city public works department flies this drone over the creeks and flooded areas, places that they might have trouble getting to on foot or by car, just to see what's happening and to see where the flooding's happening and if there's obstructions in creeks that need to be removed, like a tree that's fallen down or something like that.
And your story talks about some historical weather patterns and flooding. Is climate change expected to make this problem worse?
It is. And as you know, climate change is something that is a political hot topic where there are still people who doubt that it's happening. But the weather reports from over the past century make it pretty clear that something has changed in the weather. And one result of that is that precipitation has gone up. So if you go back 100 years ago, we had 36 inches of precipitation a year, and now it's more than 40. You might hear people use the phrase 100-year storm, which is referring to a storm that's supposed to happen once every 100 years. But those...
I'm Illinois Issues Editor Jamie Dunn.
Storms are actually happening every few years now in Illinois, which is one of the reasons why there's so much flooding.
Are we developing a lot of new development on top of old sewer systems that weren't really designed to handle it? And kind of the ultimate question is this going to take some massive investment in infrastructure to really tackle?
There are a couple of aspects of that. One thing is that there are a bunch of towns and cities around the state of Illinois that have a combined system where stormwater runs into the same pipes as the sanitary sewers. When the state surveyed municipalities about this earlier this year, 33% said that they had this sort of combined sewer system, similar to what Chicago has. And those systems really aren't designed to handle big storms. The other thing is that the size of the sewers was designed in a lot of cases 50 or more years ago. And when the engineers were deciding how big to make these sewers, they looked at rainfall and how likely storms were. And they were using numbers that are now out of date. Rain is coming down harder and more frequently in the state, and more of these big storms are happening. So if we were to come up with new numbers and figure out how big we should make our sewers now, those numbers are different than they were 50 years ago. So yes, part of the solution is just building bigger sewer systems, and that will cost money.
To read the in-depth story, go to WUIS.org. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for the Illinois Issues weekly email alert. I'm Jamie Dunn.